Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Wanted to start out this morning talking about the most recent Louisiana Supreme Court decision that ruled in favor of the Landry administration relative to the handling of the homeless encampments that we see each and every day as we drive downtown under the interstates, and whether or not they are required to give these individuals notice that they are going to end up moving them off of public property. And I say that, and I'll remind, because it's almost as though we have folks that are trying to create some property right for these individuals that belongs to the public. And that there's this preservation of this right to be there where they want, when they want, how they want, a collection of whatever they want that continues to get messier. It's not pleasing to the eye at all. And they just decide if, you know, the weather's bad and there's a leak in that overpass somewhere and it's not working well for them, they go relocate, find some other place that may not be safe to the traveling public, very close to the main travel portion of roadways, is not aesthetically pleasing at all. And the problem seems to be getting worse, not better. And, you know, it requires some immediate action in my view. And those that share my perspective on this are consistently referred to individuals that lack any empathy towards the homeless population and or trying to are engaged in attempt to try and remedy this situation. At the very best, what it is a difference of opinion as to what are we willing to accept, for how long, and what are we going to do about it. And I just kind of listened to interviews that Tommy Tucker had earlier with the head of the Homeland Security for the state of Louisiana, as well as Councilwoman Leslie Harris, as to how this was ultimately going to proceed. And, you know, you could tell right away that there was some hesitancy on behalf of the city, that they weren't provided notice of what was going to happen, that the Landry administration was moving forward without a whole lot of participation of the city. And I find it very curious because, and actually I think it's kudos to Governor Landry. I mean, he's taken on the situation, right? And in his mind, why do I need to coordinate with others if I'm going to be providing everything? And, you know, they're saying, well, you're kind of stepping in the way of the efforts that we've made. And, you know, we've had some successes, and they have. Nobody's denying that. But the problem's not getting remediated fast enough. And our city is built on first impressions. We're a tourism city. And if we don't come to grips with that, and if we don't modify the manner in which we try to address things, we're going to be less than. We're going to lose to our competition. And that's the challenge that so many people in the hospitality and tourism industry are dealing with every single solitary day. They are competing against those that react quicker, that are more nimble, that understand the problems at hand, understand that they have a reputation that they need to preserve, because they understand that human nature is the first impression is a lasting impression. And if you come down off that ramp, off the interstate, or you get on the interstate at the airport and all you see is filth and graffiti, guess what they are tattooed with for the rest of their visit? trying to overcome that. We could talk around this all we want, but this doesn't present well. Not in this city, not in any city. I don't hear people coming back from trips to cities saying how pleased they were to see the openness and the nature of the culture in the city that allows homeless people to panhandle all over the city, that allows homeless people to sleep on sidewalks, that allows homeless people to set up tents wherever they damn well feel like is necessary, to have homeless people collecting all kinds of junk and placing it all over the place, where law-abiding citizens would ultimately be arrested for dumping materials on a neutral ground. I may be wrong. I would love to hear from you. If there's someone that came from back from a city and said how pleased they were with the breadth and depth of the openness and the freedom that the homeless community had to do what they wanted, when they want, and how they want. You don't hear that. So why don't we recognize it for what it is? I have no inside information here, but I got to imagine the governor and his advisors are like, why should I include them, meaning the city, so that one of the activist organizations can go run to court and try and shut me down, which is what they did the last time. Because there's a very symbiotic relationship between some of the city actors and these activist organizations. Because they believe that their solution is the only solution and the best solution, and they're not interested in having anybody else participate and, you know, engage in a solution that may be different from the way that they want to do it. The problem here, though, is some of this territory, some of this geography is not theirs. And therein lies the rub. Because there's an open door then for another jurisdiction to come in and actually manage this in the way that they see fit. And that's an authority that the governor has. And kudos to the governor for trying something. You know, what's really interesting is they immediately started talking about, well, if they move some of these residents to a Gentilly warehouse miles away and everything else, we're not going to have access to those folks, and it would be very difficult and this, that, and otherwise. I would suggest it's very simple. Take down a sheet of paper, grab a pen, and write down this address. 5601 France Road. And I would doubt very seriously that if you have the appropriate credentials of the not-for-profit organization and you have a desire to meet with homeless person ABC, that they're going to have somebody at the front entrance of that warehouse with a log outlining every individual that's in there, and I'm pretty certain that they're going to share with you whether or not homeless person ABC is going to be at 5601 France Road. In fact, I would argue the contrary, that you would probably be in a better position to be able to locate these individuals, because the weather will not influence them moving from one position or the other. They're going to be inside of a warehouse where it's safer, where it's more secure, where it's clean, where it's accessible, and they will have a number of services being provided to those individuals while in that warehouse. It's just kind of silly to think that this is going to serve as an impediment to an organization that's trying to find long-term housing for someone, as though these folks are going to disappear into the morass of a warehouse building. Right? And then, you know, the further comments about, well, you know, we asked the state for some money and they turned us down. Okay, so what? Maybe the state has other priorities, or maybe the state believes in their priorities as it relates to the homeless population, and maybe the state had decided that we're going to step into this bailiwick and we're going to provide some more efficient, quick-term solutions to a problem that we have that we need to resolve before some of the events that we have coming into this city, because quite frankly, it looks like shit under the interstate. And I'd love to hear from anybody that disagrees with that. Again, bragging about how this looks, bragging about people going to the bathroom in front of you while you're at a red light. It's happened to me twice. Number one and number two. That this is what we need to see and we need to experience in visiting our city. It just mystifies me that there can only be one set of players, one plan to deal with this. Very time consuming. I'm not trying to take anything away from what they're doing, and I'm not criticizing what they've done. In 15 months, they've placed 822 people in permanent housing. They're averaging about 55 per month. That's a good number. In 2025, they set a very aggressive goal for themselves of 1,500 to be placed in permanent housing this year. I hope they accomplish same. But by the same token, I don't think that the actions of the governor are standing in the way of what they're doing. And if they are true to their mission, they would be looking for ways to work with these individuals. Don't talk around the fact that they're on a tight timeline. We've got the Super Bowl and Mardi Gras headed this way. You're not ignorant. You know what's actually happening here. Why are we talking around that? You know that none of this bodes well, just as I pointed out. And people aren't bragging about the number of tents. I've not heard anybody said they'd love to see more. You know all of these things. So swallow your pride a little bit. Be a little bit more open and receptive to other folks getting involved. And why don't you figure out a way to go work hand in hand with the state as they deal with a particular problem on public property that they are responsible for, and they decide to take a different track. It was interesting. Well, we'll take a wait and see. Really? What? In the hopes that it fails? The constituency that you represent, are they better served by that wait and see attitude? And does it have to be that they reach out to you as opposed to you reaching out to them? If you're really concerned about your homeless constituency, it would seem to me that you'd be willing to swallow whatever to make sure and ensure that their best interests are being served. Plain and simple. And maybe there's an opportunity to garner more support from the state in months after March, to continue to have the warehouse, to continue to have some continuum of service to what you're providing. And maybe that's the way that they spend the money that you previously requested. All the while, the real downside to this, right, is that they cleared all these tents out from the ramps that most people exit, the elevated expressway coming into the city, so that the first impression, as human nature dictates, is the lasting impression, is that look how clean the city is. We'd love to hear from you. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. We'll be right back. Stay with us.